Blog Talk Radio. Okay, thanks for tuning in, folks. Welcome to Right from the Left Coast. My name is Linda. I'm your host today, and we are coming at you from Oceanside, a gorgeous day. Wish I felt better. But anyway, just let me know if you guys can hear me or if there was any songs playing that you could hear other than the commercials. Remember, we are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That's www.PatriotFamiliesWithAYS.com. Great place to be. And Bill's in the tight chat room saying, I am thinking of having Wolford come and play a song and sit in the next few weeks. Fabulous. That would be so cool. If you can get that to come across on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm sure you can, that would be awesome. That's just my kind of my bumper music. It's kind of fun. That's an old Donna Summer on the radio deal. So anyway, welcome. And I don't even know where to start today, but I was listening to the news, watching everything that's going on. Again, if you guys want to call, it's 646-378-0321. Always welcome the calls. Hopefully we'll get some more straggling listeners in, and those who are listening outside of the chat room, welcome. Welcome, Lonnie and Bill. Bill says, I will make sure he is in Ted Nugent mode, LOL. Yeah, that's good. Ted Nugent's a cool guy. I was watching the Blaze today, because our show from 2 o'clock my time, which is 5 o'clock your time, for an hour. Glenn does a great show, and he had Buck Sexton talking about the fall of Rome and what was going on then, looking at Egypt right now. When he talked about the fall of Rome, there were several things that were this very identical, where the Christians were being targeted among other groups. They had a problem with illegal crossings of their borders, just like we do. The similarities were just chilling back in these older centuries, just at the time where Rome is ready to bite the dust. And also on this show, they were talking about the burnings of the Christian churches. There was that one church that was 1,600 years old, dating back to the 4th century. That piece of history is gone forever. This is what's happening. And, I mean, it's my headline I've got on my notes, Christian churches. There are Christian people being shot in the streets. And another video I saw on the Facebook today by my friend Lynn from Vista Tea Party Patriots, there were videos of Syria. There were children and people, they're using sarin gas on the people. It's horrific. And I'm asking myself, with all of these things going on, where's the press? Where's our Congress? Oh, forget President Pantload. He's on the golf course, either that or he's looking for a hideaway for one of his stupid gay lovers. And then we've got this is just part of it. And Glenn was talking about, he thought that when this thing started to really get crazy in our country and around the world, that they would come for the Jews first. But no, it looks like they're coming for the Christians. And everybody on Facebook who's aware of it is talking about this. Everybody knows what's happening. We're in dire straits, folks. There was another story. I don't know if you guys heard this story. I think it was the teacher in Michigan. And this was when there was a 13-year-old who had apparently, come to find out, been groomed by this male teacher for 3 years before he was molested by him. And then he gets busted. And there was like 5 or 6 teachers standing on the side of this clown. And so then the people, of course, and the parents want these 5 or 6 teachers fired. And then everybody's going against them because they're standing with the pedophiles and all the rest of it, because they're worried about having a school district or a city being sued and going bankrupt instead of standing on the side of, you know, this molested child and his parents. What have we got going on? Bill says, I saw my congressman at Salem's Day at a town hall, kind of sitting, didn't think I make him happy with my questions. Oh, you got to call and tell me about this deal. Then we have the story. This is the moral decline. I don't recognize my country. Can you imagine, guys, just this is a hat tip to Glenn because he was talking about this stuff today. He said, just go back in time about 10 years and then pretend like you could see into the future to today and watch the news for like a couple of hours. I mean, would we not be shocked even 10 years ago as to what we're shocked now? Can you imagine the shock on our faces at the 10 years ago or 15 years ago? Good Lord. FT, welcome to the show, along with the rest of my great buddies in the chat room. There was a Bill typed it up, too, and everybody's been talking about it on Facebook. The shooting, I guess he was Australian. The man, he was shot in the back by two black kids. Yeah, because when I first saw the story, there was no mention of race at all. Two black kids and one white kid because they were bored. And where's the media on this one? Where's Jerkson and Not So Sharpton on this one? And where's the NAACP? Another hat tip to Glenn. We need the NAACS, the National American Association of Common Sense, because apparently common sense is dead. You know, there would have been a time in our country when these teens would have been horsewhipped without even any question. I mean, I can't even... If you guys want to talk about this, everybody call in 646-378-0321. I did get a note from Ron that he's going to be busy with family stuff today, so he's not going to make it to the show. Yeah, that's the news is showing now, but then the first couple days, I mean, I was looking all over the place, and I think I had to wait for somebody to post something on Facebook to find out, you know, what the race was of the people just getting bored. But you know what? Who cares? And then, they come out, Australia comes out against the NRA on this. Oh, my God. I got to read you some more stuff on the NRA. Be right back. I'm not in the studio right now. I'm going to these things I put together. This is another one. It says, this is in Seattle. This is from Political Outcast. Seattle mayor to businesses. Post gun-free zone signs to deter criminals. This is how stupid the left is. This is how absolutely idiotic, progressive, brain-dead, nut jobs these people are. For the life of me, I can't figure out why any business would post a gun-free zone sign at their entrance. Recently, I went into a store here in Georgia. This is another report from another state. And there was a sign next to the door that profoundly proclaimed that they didn't allow any guns on these premises. I felt a slight tinge of fear as I walked in. I didn't have a gun with me. And I knew if a robber or murderer wanted to commit some type of crime, he'd look for the gun-free zone signs. And if I were in that store while the criminal was there ordering people around with his gun, we'd all be sitting ducks. I know. I shouldn't have even walked in. The next time I'll remember that we shouldn't patronize businesses that attempt to overrule the Second Amendment. And I would at least want a fighting chance if some criminal decided to try something stupid that in a store that I was in. The Seattle mayor, Mike McGinn, is encouraging local businesses there to post gun-free zone signs as a way to deter criminals or something. In a press release, he said, "We are here to support businesses that do not wish to have guns on their premises. The police department regularly enforces trespass laws when a visitor to a business violates that business's rules. We will continue to do so, and I thank these businesses for standing up for the safety of their customers." And the guy who's writing this says, the safety of their customers? Are you kidding? More like the safety of criminals. I thank these businesses for standing up for the safety of criminals. And that's what he meant to say, because that's all they're doing by posting these signs at their businesses. They're telling criminals, hey, if you want to commit armed robbery or murder, please come into our store and no one will be allowed to defend themselves against you. The mayor is working with a gun control group called Washington Ceasefire. The president of that group remarked, you're going to love this one. We're making a statement as a community. We know this won't stop someone determined to cause violence, but we hope that standing together and giving businesses a tool to say no to guns will change the conversation around gun violence. Maybe our message will even make it to Olympia, Washington. We need better tools now to stop gun violence in our community. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're really making a statement, aren't you, that you are idiots. And what's this talk about changing the conversation around gun violence? What good is that going to do? What does it even mean? Proponents cite a recent slew of gun violence at local businesses in the area as reason for this gun-free zone sign campaign. If there are bouts of criminal incidents, maybe the employees should be allowed to pack heat. Perhaps they should welcome concealed carriers and not turn them away. The last paragraph says, about 28 businesses have already signed up to make a statement against gun violence by posting these advertisements for criminals. On the bright side, at least these signs make it easy to determine which businesses to boycott. So if you're in the area, don't give them your business or even walk in. So that was that one. And I just wanted to go back to the studio for a second. Welcome all the guests and welcome Lonnie, of course, Bill and FT. And I just had one more to read and then I want to go through my diatribe on my other thing today. Here's the other one I bookmarked. Okay, here it goes. Washington, D.C., still sucking up ammo supplies. TSA places orders for 3.5 million rounds. So I want to get to some of this. The federal government drew the ire of Congress for sucking up ammunition supplies so fast that citizens and even police forces have been unable to meet their own needs. Lawmakers looked into legislation to force the feds to back off, but apparently nothing has been done. Oh, of course not. The latest, just like we don't get any answers on Benghazi or anything else, the latest agency to buy massive amounts of ammunition is the transportation, the TSA, puke. That's another one on my list, which doesn't even arm most of its agents. The FedBizOps government website reports that TSA is seeking to purchase nearly 3.5 million rounds of .347 SIG caliber training ammunition. The agency's workers mostly are unarmed, with the primary exception of being the federal air marshals who travel aboard airliners to deter and respond to violence, hijackings, and terrorism. So this is what we're up against here. It's just amazing. Cal Living, welcome Rod. Those were my guests. Okay. TSA, another one on my list. But let's go through the other list because I wanted to go to these. This is what I was reading before, in fact, 2 or 3 years ago. And it was called National Suicide. And these are just a few of the agencies that I came up with going through the book again and also going through my mental list of the idiotic agencies. And I want you guys to type in or call in and talk about some of this stuff because I'm here with no callers right now. But anyway, again, welcome Cal Living, Bill, Lonnie, Rod, and FT. Here's some of the agencies that should be eradicated, abolished, and defunded. All at the same time. ATF. This is the. Get rid of that one. This is the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I think it's now the Bureau of. So it's BATF. Whatever. Enforcement. Ridiculous. Another one. Then we have the Department of Homeland Security, which is another joke. Homeland Insecurity, and I don't even know who's coming in to that one after Incompetano, the little Lesbo got out. Then we have the NSA, which is the National Security Administration, and that's the one that's under fire, the one that Snowden dropped the whistleblowing on. And we have Kathleen Superbilious' favorite, where she's at, the Health and Human Services place. And the other one that's under fire on the scandals is the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. We have my favorite, my unfavorite, the Environmental Protection Agency. Oh, they make my skin crawl. They're the ones who are causing all the trouble and why we have to pay $4 and $5 a gallon for gasoline. And you can't have coal-fired plants. And you've got windmills running around being planted in the ground and killing the birds. Nobody talks about that. No, don't talk about that at all. And then we have the TSA, which we talked about, getting all these 3.5 million rounds of ammunition. The Transportation Security Administration, it's enough to make you sick. They are the Nazis of the day. These people, along with some of our police force, we need new Nuremberg trials, in my estimation. And then we have, these are all the alphabet agencies. This is the DOJ, which is the Department of Justice. I suppose we do need some sort of an attorney general, but not the one we currently have. And then we have the Department of Defense, and I think it's another waste of money agency. We have the National Education Association, or Administration, which is the Department of Education, which is federalized, and I also disagree with. We have the Food and Drug Administration, which is also another joke. because they allow all this stuff to go through that's bad for you. But they don't worry about talking about genetically modified organism foods or Monsanto. And nobody talks about chemtrails, of course. No, not a word about that. Then we have the Federal Exchange Commission, FEC. Then we have the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC. We have the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, which regulates the airlines, and that's why we have the stupid TSA. Of course, we had to have the Patriot Act. Oh, yeah, Common Core, Commerce Department. Yeah, they've bastardized the word commerce in the Constitution since libtard started taking over. And then we have the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Corporation, and that, or I don't even know what the C, other C is for. However, they also have their little FCC with a number, a license number on the smart meters, which are also killing people. Then we have the USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture. Oh, my God. Another one that is involved in Agenda 21. And we have another Agenda 21 alphabet agency called the HUD, Housing and Urban Development, which is another one that makes my blood boil. Then we have the Department of State, which is what Hildebeest used to be in, and now we have Lurch Carey as the head of. We also have the Department of Labor. Why we need that, I have no clue. We have the Department of Welfare, another one that should be shut down. We have the Department of Transportation, another one that should be shut down. We have the Department of Veteran Affairs, another one that's probably not doing its job correctly, and to the tunes of millions and millions of dollars. Then we have the Department of Interior. And that's where we get into the more of the Agenda 21, where they're land grabbing, of course. We have the Wildlands Project and the Agenda 21 death map. Isn't that special? Then we also have, you're going to love this one, it's called the Department of Urban, Suburban, and Rural Affairs. Oh, a little bit more on the Agenda 21 train. Then we have the Department of Energy, and they're right in there, along with the Department of Agriculture. Can you believe this? We have other agencies, which I hate, the CIA, that's the Central Intelligence Agency, the FBI, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We have the National Health Organization. We have the Center for Disease Control. We also have the Community Development Block Grant Program, and on and on and on it goes. I'm sure I've missed a lot. If you guys can think of any more of these alphabet agencies, please call in. I have 43 minutes left. Love to hear from you, Bill, or Lonnie, Rod, FT, Cal, call in, 646-378-0321. Let me type that in, 378-0321. Anyway, love to hear your calls. We can talk about Agenda 21, which I took that one you posted, Bill, and I got that to my person, who is on the city council. There are 5 members, which includes our mayor, and I'm more interested in Mr. Feller because he made it clear to me that he was interested in learning more about it. So I sent the entire link to him yesterday. Have not heard anything from him, but I haven't been well enough to go down there and get a private meeting, which I will. And been under the weather for about a month, so I need to change doctors real quick and get somebody to help me. Because they're not helping me. And I talked to my friend today on the phone, and she said, it's because you're of your age and they're trying to off us. And I said, yeah, I know. That's what's scaring me. So it gets pretty crazy. So I've got to read that one. Lonnie says, I read an article that welfare pays more than, more real jobs. Hell, no wonder some of these people are so lazy. Well, they're encouraging it, and this president has upped the ante on getting more people on food stamps than anybody in the past history of our country. It's just horrible. So again, no, they're going to be cutting people's hours. They're going to lay them off. It's going to be anyone who has a job is going to have 2 or 3 part-time jobs. That's going to be the new normal in this country. As we know, we have coming around the bend, and I think it's true. I think that who was predicting it? There was a whole bunch of predictions on this, and it was it was about the FEMA camps, and that they're stocking up and doing all these things and getting more ammo and preparing for civil unrest. And they were supposed to have all of these people trained by, I think it was September 29th, and by think the middle or late portion of October, the good old October surprise, is going to be when this monetary thing collapses, and then things are going to hit the fan. And everybody's talking about it on Facebook. Everyone's talking about it on the internet. It's on all of the blogs of the monetary trends, places where you see the prices of gold and silver, anybody who talks about realeconomies.com, all this stuff, they're talking about these things. So anyway, you guys are talking about the healthcare. Well, the healthcare industry, and they've been talking on about this on I know Hannity's show and other shows on Fox and other programs. I don't listen to CNN or PMSLSD, so but I do catch Fox once in a while. And let's see, the people are, it's unraveling. Nobody wants it. People want to try to get rid of it. And there's only one way, basically, you can get rid of it if you use Article 5 and do the state's convention, not a constitutional one, but the convention that Mark Levin talks about. And I know Bill posted it, I think it was today. I had talked about it on a couple shows that it's called conventionofstates.com, and they have a really cool website talking about all these things. You can get involved if you have the time and strength and energy to do it. It's probably a wonderful thing to do. Even in a blue state, you can try, because they need 34 states to get anywhere. If they got 34 states and this thing took off like they did when they were trying to go sue the federal government over this healthcare law back in the beginning, I think they had it. They could probably go on the same premise. They could get rid of Obamacare, no problem. Bill is correct. They're creating the compliant populace. It's easier to control them. They're stupid. They're dependent. They have to be dependent. They have to go to the big brother for their food and everything else. So Cal says, but the issue is when businesses get smart and start to offer part-time work to avoid government penalties, Obamacare, where will the redistribution of money come from then? Well, it'll still be there because some people will have full-time jobs, and the people will be working the same amount of hours, Cal. They'll just be working at different places to get those hours in. So the money will be there, and all that money, you want to know where it goes? It doesn't go to pay down debts or deficits. It goes to pay for every one of those I listed, the ATF, the DHS, and all the ones I just listed to you. That's where that money goes to. And every time anyone pays taxes and files their 1040 at the end of the year and writes a little check to the stupid Treasury Department, that's why this is allowed to go forward. You are not even supposed to pay taxes because you don't have a corporation. You are not a profit maker. Your income is not coming from a rental property 9 times out of 10. You are not a corporation. You are not a government employee, most likely, hopefully. You are not subject to income tax because income is profit. You are a wage earner. Compensation is for wages. Compensation to make you whole for all the money or the time you've lost with your hours of labor. That's why when you get an insurance claim, it's called compensation for your loss. And it is not taxable. It never has been, and it never will be. The whole thing is a scam. It's evil. It is so evil. Everything I talked about today is on the brink of a complete Sodom and Gomorrah crash. Bill says, household income has dropped except in elected. Oh, yeah, no, it's just the opposite of what it should be. We live in an opposite day. We live in an upside-down Alice in Wonderland world, and it's getting crazier. So if you guys want to talk about something, call me, 646-378-0321. Love to hear from you guys. I know Chad's listening. Hopefully he can call in, or Lonnie, you're welcome. I think some of my folks in other parts of the country, like Connecticut and Texas, just weren't able to join us today. Some of them work weird hours, so that's why that's going on. And again, if you just want to call and say hi or listen in and say two things, that would be more than welcome. Just going through the headlines makes you crazy. Oh, stop it, Rod. Just get on the phone. You sound great on the lines. He's telling me he's shy. Yeah. Anyway, so again, we've got plenty of things to talk about. I don't have any solutions other than what I keep seeing. There's people who actually, I think Lonnie's a guy, Cal, if I'm not mistaken. So, anywho, I could be completely wrong. So, anybody that wishes to call, definitely welcome that. So let me go back and see what else is in here. I have. Here's the Patriot update. The truth about voter ID law, the media won't tell you. Get into this for a second. Wait for some callers to come in. Let's see. Hold on. Following a Supreme Court ruling that said federal restrictions on certain states' voting laws were invalid, North Carolina passed a law requiring that people who wish to cast a ballot must show photo identification. Predictably, the left-leaning media have gone into high outrage mode. In doing so, they've ignored the facts which show that not only do black voters support voter ID more than whites, getting an ID card is not nearly so onerous and anti-reform groups pretend it to be, and that helping people get identification for themselves is a good way of ensuring that they are part of the many other parts of social interaction that require identification. This much should be evident to reporters who continuously amplify incendiary, racially charged allegations that do not square with reality. So to be a part of the economic mainstream of this country, it is necessary to have a valid photo ID. So here's a question for the media. If it's racist to ask voters for a form of identification at their polling place, why isn't it then racist to also ask for identification before stepping inside a plane or into a federal building, filling out a job application, or opening up a bank account? That's an obvious question that the Los Angeles Times has declined to ask so far. Here's the ominous subhead attached to a June 30 report authorized by David Zucchino. Republican leaders are pushing measures that could negatively affect black voters. Based on what? Exactly. I mean, it's just, to me, amazing what goes on in these, what do you call it? Anyway, so Bill says he tries to step outside and look at things from all angles. I know, he's pretty cool about that. You're the Libra. Get balanced there. It says, how do the illegals get through our economy with the support from our government? Most without ID. Well, you just speak Spanish and have a Hispanic last name and you can get away with almost anything. Believe me, I live in California. I see it every day. It's horrible. And they have fake Social Security numbers. Yes, they get those at the border, too. Oh, boy. Anyway, so, again, 646-378-0321. All calls are welcome. It's crazy. Let me go back through the headlines and see if I can find some more goodies to get you guys going. Let's see. They're texting us. We did have, let's see, some news from local news. There was the recall San Diego Mayor Bob Filner. Filner's callous and insulting treatment of women has shocked San Diegans and has become a national story. Despite the calls for him to resign by former supporters and numerous local and national officials of both parties, Bob Filner has decided to stay. Doing so puts the city at risk from lawsuits, compromises the ability to get city business done, and makes San Diego the brunt of jokes on late-night TV. Since Mayor Filner refuses to do the right thing, the public has initiated the recall process, and we're doing great, man. They're getting so many signatures, it's amazing. If you are able to help with your time or money, please visit the official recall website. They also have, California has another foundation called Cal Guns Foundation. It's California's leading institution protecting gun rights in California, because we got a bunch of stuff coming up in our Sacramento trying to take our rights away. The California legislature currently has dozens of bills that will further restrict the rights of gun owners here in this state. We must email, there's a link to email Governor Brown, and I'm going to do this later after the show, and the California legislature, this process will require about 1 to 2 minutes of your time. More gun laws will not deter the criminals who regularly ignore the existing laws. They will only restrict our already law-abiding citizens. So this is something we can do always to help each other to do these things. So I'm just going to read some stuff here. It says, illegals. Look at who is invested in business that cater to illegals, either by employing or housing or circumventing laws and aiding them. They do it every day. If the mayor was innocent, why would he elect to enter rehab? Oh, yeah, that's exactly what our question was. Nobody, but I'll tell you what was going on today. Mike Slater, who is heading up the charge on this, and he was actually in my neighborhood speaking, but yesterday, and I didn't go to the meeting, feeling a little under the weather. But so anyway, Mike Slater has all these people. They had like 30 or 40 people out there getting signatures to get to recall Filner. They're filling up the sheets faster than they can. I mean, people are going two and three and four deep on these little tables. They're standing in line waiting to sign. I mean, it's really amazing. If they had a little extra push, you know, just to get a few more volunteers, they could probably get their 101,000 signatures by Friday. It's just amazing. And what I found out was here, I think it was a couple days ago, probably last week or Monday, they found out Monday and Tuesday and today, so for three whole days, Filner didn't go into the office of City Hall or City Council area. What he did was he was in a meeting with the city attorney and Gloria Allred and another person that was involved in the city council. They're in these negotiations to try to get him to resign because it's just unbelievable, instead of making the city pay for this recall. So it's really interesting. I don't understand any of it. I think he should be in jail, but that's just me. So this is what's going on in California. But what happened was they had a rally. It was either Monday or Friday. And they were down in front of City Hall, and there was 50 of them, and they were all SEIU, hugely low-information voters. I mean, all I could hear was on the radio, so I couldn't see their faces, but I'm telling you, it was like, man, when they opened their mouths, they removed all doubt as to how stupid they were. It was just absolutely stunning what they were saying. They said, we don't agree with the recall because we think he should have due process, and he's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and I'm just like, oh my God. And they were all, and this is how this guy got elected, all through these SEIU, these public service unions, the teachers unions, and all these public service employees unions, and their ilk, and these drones, these Ovomit bots, I call them, just amazingly stupid. And a very, apparently, very small portion of the population in San Diego. But when you have certain people that are running, they had not very good choices. So this is what happens. So there's a low turnout on the conservative side, and that's how they get it done. And I'll bet they bust them down there too, all 50 of them, and probably paid them something to show up too. It would not surprise me one bit. I have 28 minutes left, and I'm just hoping that we've got some callers coming in. 646-378-0321. So, I don't know what Bill was talking about, whether he was talking about the illegal immigration, because that's a big thing. Bill says, I am not my congressman's favorite person after today. I'm afraid not. I'd love to hear that story. So briefly, we've got a few minutes. That would be fun. Let me play a little clip, and then we will go forward if I can get a hold of these things. Again, 646-378-0321. Let me get a short one. I'll do a quick one. This is the Black conservative leaders. We're talking about the NRA and how the NRA was created to protect, back in the day, way, way back, the freed slaves. So it's only 3 minutes, and I can get your phone calls as we go. Cal Living says, what business does San Diego mayor have in Paris? I asked. Yeah, told to be serious. Well, I think he used taxpayer money or somehow some campaign contribution money or some illegal gotten gains to go to Paris and do other things. So he's in deep trouble. And I'm going to play this clip, and then we will get right back as soon as it comes up. Here we go.
I want to thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms, and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
let me just briefly say that gun control for black Americans, we know that gun control has ultimately been about people control. It sprouts from racist soil, be it after the or during the infamous Dred Scott case, where black man's humanity was not recognized. And the justice, the beauty about some races is that sometimes they're blatantly honest. And the racist Chief Justice Taney said, we cannot allow the law to recognize the humanity of this individual because he would be able to keep and bear arms. What a lot of democratic controlled segregationist governments after the Civil War attempted to deny.
Okay, we'll get off that. And thanks for calling in 812. Is that you, Bill? Or Lonnie?
That's me, Linda.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Oh, so, what a day. It just keeps growing and growing and growing, doesn't it?
I can't believe all the stuff I have to go through.
Like every 2 weeks they got to come on and correct what they lied about 2 weeks previously.
Sure. It's frightening. It is absolutely frightening what's going on in our country. I don't recognize the people. Who are these people, you know, that are standing behind pedophiles? And who are these drone people from Australia making the NRA the scapegoat for these teen shootings? I can't get over it. They're crazy. It's upside down. It's just upside down.
Yeah. We're going bankrupt. Well, we are bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Financially. We still got people. The median income of a household is down under Obama. It's the lowest level in so many years. And since Obama's been president. Yet it's costing us more for goods right now. And that's going to all go up on us. Everything is set to rise on us, all because of a failed attempt at taking over the entire country.
Well,
get when we see someone elected that has never done anything in his life but been a community leech.
That's true. But I don't think, I mean, I realize that there were a lot of numbers out there, and I think that the system is flawed, especially with the voter rolls, the voter ID situation, the fact that the unions have lots of money and lots of clout. The Clintons have lots of money and a lot of influence, and they helped with George Soros get him in there, and they have been wanting him in there for a long time, or somebody just like him, so that they could play their race card. I'm telling you, this is what that was all about, and that they could prop him up like an empty suit and have him, you know, wave his little arms around and lie through his teeth and read that teleprompter. That's who he is, and he's evil, and they know it, and they don't care because they are too.
And what we've had our backs turned, they're about to join into this treaty deal on the transatlantic.
Oh, yeah.
And
partners.
Yeah. And the
Trans-Pacific Partnership, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
NAFTA works so great.
Yep. It's
Mexican people about NAFTA.
And then, on top of which, then you have to worry about the immigration amnesty. With everything else coming down the pike, the UN Small Arms Treaty, I'm fighting Agenda 21 in my area. You can't believe the emails I got just today and yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, lady. I can't. I have hundreds and hundreds a day, and I try to get through as many as I can.
Yep. Well, this one that Darcy sent me, and I'll try to get it to you after the show. It was, it was about Sandag, and it was called Move San Diego. They're all evil. They're all completely nuts. I wrote back to her, and I said, these people are nuts. And she says, yeah, I know. She says, isn't it time to infiltrate? Because they had all these paragraphs, Bill, on talking about this climate change, and they're trying to link the climate change to unhealthy living. In other words,
I posted a thing today where even the UN is having a hard time now supporting climate change because, the data is coming in that the last 15 years there hasn't been no increase.
Well, that's true. No, look, they've been lying about this forever. And when I said...
I know it, but try convincing some of these people out there when they would rather take the information off some misinformation they get off of the media, as that's gospel,
right.
Checking and finding out that what the media just told you was a bald-faced lie or a total distortion.
And that's what I was explaining also. I think that was this morning that you may have put that one on my timeline for Facebook, and it was a fabulous article about the climate change hoaxes, et cetera. And so I took that entire thing and sent it to Jack Feller in the city council in my area because I also told him, I said, look, I've done my homework. I've sat inside San Diego places where they have chambers, and there were lectures given by people, and the media was there on some of this too. When Dr. Singer came to one of the college campuses, he had quite an audience. It was amazing. Channel 9 was there. The guy that put together the Doppler radar way back when was there, and he was speaking. It was phenomenal. And also Lord Monckton. I've watched these people. I've listened to them. I've read their stuff. I knew about Monckton 3 years before I actually got to meet him. So I told Jack Feller, I said, look, I've done my homework. You guys have got to understand these people are lying to you.
I've had the privilege of being on 11 and a few other shows talking about the man-made global warming scam. And I brought out things, and each time so far, knock on wood, I've been able to come out the victor in my little arguments with climatologists that were supporting the thing. It's a lie. They know it's a lie.
Yep.
All you
and
have
you
to do there is look at who's invested in the carbon exchanges. Those
and
are the people who are scamming everyone.
And the other people, well, Al Gore is one of them, but there are others because, you know.
Al Gore is one of them, but there are people from both sides of the aisle.
Sure. And here's the other
thing. There are people of high power positions.
You have to remember that when you go through the research, whether it's through Rosa Curie or Tom DeWeese or anybody who's done this, and you look at the quotations from Maurice Strong or what's his face? Can't remember. I think it was Alexander King. And these people all belong to the Club of Rome. They're all nuts. They're all complete loons.
You know, I've never watched the Oprah Winfrey Show. I never plan to, just like
good
I'll never watch Al Jazeera.
Right.
But I do know this. I know Oprah was attending world depopulation meetings with Bloomberg and Jeb Bush and Bill Gates and others in another country. And,
she's a Bilderberger.
And,
this is
a woman who comes out here and trying to tell how she's so much for all the people, yet she's for eliminating 6 billion people off the earth.
She's
and
a liar.
Everybody should be checking into the world depopulation and the organizations involved with this and that, and realize and ask themselves if they can reduce the world's population to 1 billion. Will you be in that billion?
Yeah. Whose name's on the list?
Yeah.
And you know that it isn't going to be you and me. They're going to target us first. I mean, look. From what I saw today,
even the progressives know that you can't have more Indians than you do chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. The problem is, look, they're coming after. I mean, the top of my show, they're coming after Christians, Bill. They're not even going after the Jews first in any of this. They're not doing it in Egypt, and they're not doing it here. They're coming after the Christians on every front. Look what. Pat Lowe has done
globe.
Our military.
It's around the globe.
Yep, but look what he's done for our military.
Today, with all these attacks on Christianity and stuff, where is the Pope?
If you're talking about...
Not that I'm a fan, I'm not a Catholic. But as him being at that position he's supposed to be in, why isn't he saying something about all these attacks on Christianity?
Why are not all the churches in America and all of the synagogues speaking out? Why? That I'd like to know that too. Not one thing has been said, and not by the media, not by the synagogues, and not by the churches. This is. I mean, we're approaching.
I'll tell you, we got a few little churches in my area here, and they just better close their ears because if you go in them, you're going to hear it.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, well, the Pope is the Vatican, and the Vatican is part of the the elites and the Illuminati, so I don't trust any of these people.
And that's where, if you're actually deep into it spiritually and everything else, and you're deep into it, you can see the parables in the Bible to a lot of what's going on today. It all fits, and it's all falling right into place right before our eyes. And
I know.
If they don't see it, they're fools.
Well, this is what's kind of scary, because I think we better, like Glenn said, get in the boat together, and we better get along, you know. And I'm not talking about, of course, the people who follow the Quran and the Hadith, you know, they're trying to kill us. But when you look around and you've got, I don't care if it's a Presbyterian or a Catholic or a Jew or a Christian or a Mormon, you better get in that boat, and everybody better be helping each other, because
It's time to quit being some kind of self-serving religion and be a joined together religion.
Well, it's not about a one world of anything. I'm not saying that it should be a universal type thing or secular or whatever. Just let's stop it.
I'm saying too many people use it to block them from being associated with other people.
Right. So, but I'm saying we got to go and worry about the human race as we stand. That, you know, when we've got people in Syria nerve gassing their own people, and we've got the Egyptians burning 1,600-year-old churches.
We don't know that.
True. But what I'm saying,
we don't know that. They pulled this scam before. How do I know it wasn't the rebels who gassed the people, if they were gassed?
Yeah,
we don't know that
when you look at Egypt,
I don't see jumping in there when the rebels are made up of Al-Qaeda and those kinds of people, which are our enemies. And I don't see us jumping in and supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt when they are our enemies.
I agree. Absolutely. But our administration is on the wrong side of everything, again, as usual, for the past.
Well, you
since
don't
he
see
got,
him standing up for all the attacks on Christianity here.
No, because he was, look what he's, in the very first 4 years, okay, look what he's done to the military. He has weakened it, he's gutted it, he's purged generals that disagree with him and probably want to arrest him why he got rid of them. Look what he did in Libya with Chris Stevens. Look at the lies on that. Look at the infiltration of the MB in the White House and all of our high official places. He has done the DOMA Act deal. He's talked about trying to get secular chaplains. He's trying to take the chaplains completely out of the military. He's erasing God from everywhere. The man is evil. He has got the rules of engagement. They did it under Bush, and he just did it on steroids when he got in. It's evil.
Well, I've tried telling people all along that both parties have been playing us as fools. We've got a progressive elitist group in both parties. The same crap, just two different piles.
I know.
And the ones who truthfully stand up here and try to fight for us, well, like I heard Bob Beckel today say something in calling Ted Cruz a fruitcake and this and that and this and that. I'm sorry, but you guys fear Ted Cruz, and you fear people like Ted Cruz. You fear Alan West. You fear the Sarah Palins. You fear these people, because these people, for the most part, tell the truth.
Well, exactly.
The scams and the lies.
Yeah, Beckel's a schmuck. I can't listen to him for very long. He's just...
I've seen him go off about the attacks on Christianity, and on that I agreed with him. I've seen Juan Williams, he'd speak out and say the Muslim Brotherhood was our enemies, and on that I agree with him.
Right.
And I'm starting to see around in other places, reading here and there, you're starting to see here and there one of these liberal commentators or bloggers or writers write a discouraging thing against what Obama's doing.
Yes.
And aiding the Muslim Brotherhood and the rebels of Syria. I mean, they're fighting amongst themselves.
It's horrible what's going on. It's just, I can't even, well, I think that the Egyptian military is fighting against the MB, as far as I can see.
Yes, they are. And that's why Obama cut the military aid.
Yeah,
be
I know.
Real. Anybody who thinks that was a smart move didn't realize. I mean, and look, Saudi Arabia is going to fill that gap plus more.
So they're
going to be armed, and they're going to be able to fight the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yep, it's a a crazy situation.
When the Muslim Brotherhood was attacking people and doing this and that, you didn't see them cutting aid.
No, not at all. I agree. So these are the things, you know, that we're up against. And I there's a guy that's posting some stuff on Facebook on my wall, and he's actually from Georgia as well, and he's done a few things. His name's Scott Evans. I've invited him to come into the chat room, but I guess he's either too busy or something. But he's talking about what you're talking about, getting prepared, having a place to not be a sitting duck. I mean, he knows it's coming. He's like pretty sure that it's going to be really, really scary, and it's going to get real ugly real soon. And none of us know when, but you know that the DHS has been preparing for it, that all these all of idiots, brown shirts and blue shirts from TSA, they've been preparing for this. They know. They got the FEMA crowd. They got the coffins, the barbed wire fences and the camps. Don't tell me that's for emergencies and hurricanes. Uh-uh. I ain't buying it. I don't trust them. I don't. This is 1934 Germany, from what I see right now.
Yeah, yeah. And now they're going to try to go around behind us and sign a agreement with the UN on our guns rights.
I know.
They're using this Australia thing to push against our gun rights and stuff. But they never want to talk about the things that caused these things. No matter what, if they didn't have guns and they wanted to joke and they still wanted to kill someone, they'd use a knife or a club or whatever. It's been
done,
people. It's been done.
Well, here's the thing.
It's done all the time in the country. You just don't see that in the news as much as you see, oh, a guy shot somebody.
I know.
Because
this is exactly correct.
It's a part of a political agenda.
Right. It doesn't fit their narrative. I know. I agree with you.
Exactly.
What we did, we've got this Poway Unified School District, and my people like Chris Meinson and Barbara Decker and myself, quite a few of us went over to one of their meetings when they were trying to push the identification, chips in the backpacks for these kids, so that they could, you know, they're trying to do this to do their Agenda 21 in the schools, and we were at the meeting, and Chris stood up and she kept asking them, you know, what changed from 1963 forward? And they couldn't answer her. And she kept saying it, and she kept going on and talking about why she thinks this is a very bad program. And finally she told them, she said, you took God out of the schools. You took out the Bible. You took out prayer. You took out some sense of morality and absolute authorities and moral absolutes. That's why you've got all this problem. And then you got to worry about trying to protect these kids, like wrapping them up in, you know, little bubbles, keeping them in a bubble their whole lives. It's ridiculous. And she let them have it. And I was just like, yeah, keep talking, Chris. That was beautiful. Yeah, she don't play. She'll tell them. And the next time go ahead.
That's what it's taking. Everybody's going to have to start standing up and speaking out. Don't depend on someone else to speak out for you.
That's correct.
Speak out. I love because Chad goes out here in the public every day, and Chad will get out there, and he's not afraid to speak out on the job, in
good.
The store, at the
That's
shop.
It.
He speaks out, and
that
I encourage him in that, and I encourage others. And I try to do it everywhere I go that, you know, is it fitting that I can talk about those kinds of things.
You
have a lot of people that tell me, oh, they don't want to know about politics. I'm like, well, that's great, because then you ain't got no right to complain when what hits you.
Yeah, it's going to hit too. They have they're clueless, and it's sad. But you know what? If that's what they're doing, Bill, you know, you can't force them to drink the water. You know, I mean, you just can't. So now, what was it that you said someone didn't want to see you coming? And what was
my congressman?
Was there a town hall meeting?
Oh. He was going around making stops, and one of the stops was in Salem. I could have caught him at Paoli, but I caught him at Salem. And the immigration issue kind of just, you know, he didn't want to talk about it. He didn't like me talking about it. He tried to ignore it. He tried to dodge the questions.
Yep.
And then I hit him on some other items.
Good.
Why hasn't he ever spoken out against Agenda 21 or ICLEI?
Yep.
And don't tell me it don't exist. I gave him the date that it was introduced on the House floor by who.
Yep. Yep.
How it went to the UN and who signed it there.
Yeah, and then the next time you can throw another statistic at him if you haven't already. Tell him that ICLEI was formed in Bonn, Germany in 1990, 2 years before they helped write that charter for the Agenda 21 the first time around. So throw that one at him. Yeah. See what he says about that.
So many of our electeds try to act like they don't know what the hell you're talking about when you say Agenda 21. But many of those that have been sitting there for a few years know exactly what you're talking about, and they are complicit in trying to cover up the true agenda, what its goals to accomplish are, and that is total control over us. That is total control. They will tell you where you live. You will not live out in the woods in the country and like I do now. You won't be allowed to do that. You'll have to live in fusion centers. You'll have to work where they tell you. You'll only be allowed to have what they say you can have. They'll make sure you don't have no tools that you can make anything to fight back against them. And you just become drones or slaves. Those of you that they let live, like I said, their idea of population is 1 billion people. Between 500 million and 1 billion people.
I know.
That means they've got to kill off at least somewhere between 5 and 6 billion people.
That's correct. And that's disgusting. It's so, so sad. The thing is, I remember this gal kept saying, she says, I just can't get my head around that there's people that really want to do that. And I said, of course you can't. You're somewhat normal. You can't think like these people. They're nuts. They're crazy. But,
I stepped outside. I read Agenda 21. Took me a while. But I got through it. I stepped outside, and I started trying to look at this thing from a lot of different angles and stuff. And the only thing I can come up with, looking at this from every angle, it is nothing more than a evil plan.
Yep.
Somebody to try to grab up total wealth and total power.
Oh, exactly. And every single square inch of this planet, too. And you know that. Every square inch of it. This is what's going on. And that I would imagine that the elitists aren't real happy with North Korea because that place is locked down, although it is huge communist, very, very totalitarian and evil. But, their goal is to destroy anything that has to do with freedom, any mention of liberty. No, they can't have that. Thanks for calling, Bill. Thanks, all you guys, for tuning in. Stay on the line with me for a little bit because I'm just going to do 41 seconds of promo, and I'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, thanks, Bill, for hanging in there. Any parting thoughts today?
I'd like to tell everybody in the whole immigration thing, I have a good friend, and he has a website. It's oneoldvet.com.
Cool.
His name is Alan Taylor. He and I have protested many times against immigration since 2006. He's had a site. He's a patriot, a military man.
Awesome.
He's really a bright guy. And everybody should check out his site, oneobet.com.
Okay, we'll check it out. And we will see you for Terry's show tomorrow. You guys have a great one, and everybody be blessed. Play a little bit of music, and then we're out. You guys, thanks so much.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns. try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
Good night.